You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
How'd you go, Ben? Now, I do appreciate it, Emma.
Oh, it's no trouble making up a few sandwiches.
Well, it's rather more than that.
Well,
making the sandwiches, laying the table, besides doing all the shopping in the first place.
Are you going to have enough savouries, Peggy, if there's seven of you?
Oh, I think so. Jennifer's bringing some venison and cranberry tartlets.
Mm, they sound nice.
And some scones. But you've been a godsend helping prepare everything.
Oh, I was glad to get out the house. Ed's in such a mood.
Oh?
Yeah, he has been all day. Ever since Will made a stupid suggestion about the puppy this morning.
We just got time to get him unloaded before we set off. There you go, Pat.
Oh, it's more mud than leak on most of these.
I tried shaking the worst off in the field.
Oh, we can clean and trim them when we get back, Tony.
Helen was quite clear.
Wasn't she?
Has to have them in the shop first thing tomorrow.
I hope we get a chance to talk to your mum about that.
Mm.
Helen and Rob getting together. Does she know?
I haven't said anything.
Oh.
We haven't spoken for a couple of days. I expect Mum will have an opinion when she does find out.
Probably.
But now may not be the right time to mention it. She'll have enough to deal with this afternoon.
You're convinced it's about Jack's will?
Oh.
Got it.
After meeting with Toby and Hazel last week, what other reason for asking us all over?
I suppose so.
And I have to admit, it'd be nice not worrying about the mortgage so much in future.
I wish Jenny had told me, Brian.
She's only made a few odds and ends.
It looked a lot more than that.
Mm, the venison tartlets smell good.
But thought I'd have brought something myself.
We did push the flowers.
Something to eat, Matt. We're a lot to cater for.
Jenny was having a baking day anyway. And Emma's done most of the rest.
Yeah, stack the dishwasher after if you're feeling guilty.
Possibly.
Looks like a posh car boot sale, doesn't it? The sideboard.
Yeah, what's Peggy put it all out for?
Mementos for family and friends.
Oh, right.
Jack always had eclectic taste.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely one of a kind.
Though, I rather like the silver-plated pheasant. Had it in his office for years.
Yeah, too Victorian for my taste.
Perhaps I ought to go through and help put the food out.
Oh, stop worrying, Lillian.
Yeah, there's three of them in the kitchen already, so no room for anyone else.
Mm. Apart from the pheasant, nothing else appeals.
Oh, so you want first dibs, eh?
Oh, man.
I don't want anything, really. Certainly not the bronze staffy.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you there.
Oh, we clubbed together for that a few years ago, didn't we? To remind him of Captain.
Oh, yeah.
Every bit as appealing as the original.
Oh, that'd be Pat and Tony.
Do you want me to go, Mum?
It's all right, Lillian, I've got it.
The one thing I do quite like is that line.
I wonder if Pat's brought any food with her.
I didn't have you down as a ceramics man.
No, I'm not usually. But it's the one thing I could live with.
It's preferable to the gypsy girl with a tear in her eye, anyway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you'd never get tired of setting fire to that, would you?
Absolutely hideous.
Afternoon.
Oh, hi, Tony.
Hi.
All right?
Oh, I hadn't realised everyone was getting dressed up.
We're not.
We didn't have time for much of a change, I'm afraid. Unlike some people, Pat and I have been working all afternoon.
Shall I take the side plates through?
Oh, please, Pat.
Right.
As soon as the kettle boils, we're ready.
Phoebe thoroughly enjoyed herself on Friday.
Oh, she made a great wassail queen.
Fancy being lifted right up into the tree.
Oh, George and Kira loved it.
Being out after dark, so much fun at their age.
George wanted to bring Holly, but we thought, no, not with the bonfire and everyone milling about.
You know, Emma, I can see the sense in Will offering to keep the puppy at their house.
Oh, can you?
Would it be one less thing for you to worry about?
Oh, yeah, but...
Will's always been very good with dogs. He knows how to treat them properly.
Said.
If you make the tea, Jennifer, I'll tell the others to go through.
Righto, Mum.
George is with us most of the week. If we agreed, he'd hardly ever see Holly.
But Will's got so much experience.
Ed's good with pets as well.
Yeah.
No, this is just a silly idea someone's trying to put in George's head.
If you could all make your way into the dining room.
This is kind of you, Peggy.
Not at all.
I bought quite an appetite.
I should hope so. Tony.
Yes?
I feel so guilty, Mum.
Why?
I'm off now, Peggy.
Oh, thanks so much for your help, dear.
Not at all.
Are you happy for me to put the extra in with your cleaning money?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. See you. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Emma.
What are you feeling guilty for? Oh, can you hold on a second, Tony?
I'd thought I'd have brought something.
You did. A beautiful amaryllis.
There's some food, instead of leaving it all up to you.
I've hardly lifted a finger. Now just go through and enjoy it.
Don't worry. I will.
What is it, Mum?
Have you had a chance to look at the sideboard yet?
Jack's souvenirs. Not really.
There's a photo of a racing car I thought you might like.
Oh, yes.
Following it was a fad of his once before I knew him.
A Ferrari 246? I think this is Mike Hawthorne.
It reminded me of the toy car you were so set on one Christmas. Do you remember?
Oh.
You must have been about 9 or 10.
I was 9, yes. I do remember.
It came back to me this morning, very clearly.
Oh, that's an odd thing to think about after all these years.
Hey, what's holding you two up? Come on, everybody's waiting.
Oh, we can't have that, can we? Never mind, Tony. Let's go through.
I'm not really sure, Peggy.
I don't think Tom and Kirsty know themselves yet.
Oh, every time he mentions it, he's thought of someone else to add.
Well, guest list can be such a nightmare.
Oh, a complete minefield.
They should take a leaf out of Alice's book, slip off to Las Vegas, do it on the quiet. Oh.
Well, there might be something in that. It was a shock at the time.
I'll say.
But our bank manager was extremely grateful.
It's extraordinary what people spend on a wedding these
Isn't
days.
Isn't it?
Oh, it was all so different when I married your father.
Well, that was the middle of wartime, Mum.
We had such different expectations.
You had trouble getting enough clothing coupons, didn't you?
Oh, everyone chipped in. But I still didn't look anything special on the day.
Oh, nonsense, Mum.
You look very nice in the photos I've seen.
Well, at least we valued what we had. Which still wasn't very much by the time you girls and Tony came along.
You always made sure we were looked after.
I did the best I could.
Dad didn't make that easy sometimes.
Yes, we did go through some difficult patches. Which is why I'm so proud of all you've achieved, you and your partners, after such a difficult start.
It was never that bad, Mum.
Because I didn't let you know how hard it was. But I've never forgotten. Money means an awful lot when you don't have much.
Yeah, quite right.
I think that's one of the reasons my second Jack took to me so quickly. By then I was very level-headed. I knew the value of a pound.
There was more to it than that, Mum.
Oh, we came together for all sorts of reasons. As much as anything, because he had so little family of his own and liked the look of our clan.
Oh, he fitted in very well.
Oh, yes.
That was the first thing we had to think about when he became unwell. Our responsibility to our families and their future.
Oh.
He was always haunted by the breakup with Valerie and still believed he could put things right for Hazel. Which is why he decided to leave her the bulk of his estate.
Oh. Lucky girl.
There are a few minor bequests to charity.
But what about you, Mum? I mean, he hasn't left you high and dry.
No, dear.
You sure?
Jack's been very generous. I've a lodge and more than I need to live on. And, of course, I still have my own money.
You would say, wouldn't you, Mum?
I promise I've nothing to worry about, whatever the future may bring.
Oh, good.
But his passing away has confirmed what I already thought. There should be no shocks and surprises in a will.
No.
That's something I discussed with Toby last week. And now I'd like you to know what you can expect when I go.
Oh, look, you don't have to tell us, Mum.
No, I want to. As I say, I'm very proud of all my children. You've had your troubles, Jennifer, but you've come through stronger. And in time you found the right person to be with.
Yes. Yes, I did.
Thank you, Peggy.
I've no reason to fear you or your children will ever face hardship.
Well, I hope not.
And I can say the same for you, Lillian. You suffered two very hard blows while you were still young. But somehow you kept going.
Only with your help. Well, the whole family's help.
And now you've made a life with Matt you seem happy with.
Yes, I am, Mum.
I can't see you or James ever being short of money.
No, we're born survivors.
I'll keep her out of trouble, Peggy.
Oh, will you now?
Good. Then Tony. Like father, like son, always full of ideas. I admired you so much when you took the risk of going into organic farming.
And it's paid off.
To a degree. I know you and Pat have worked so hard trying to make it succeed.
We haven't done badly.
No, dear. No one can fault your efforts. But it's never provided quite the security the others enjoy.
Well, I never expected it to.
As a consequence, there are two people in the family whose future does concern me. Which is why, when the time comes, I intend leaving the lodge to Helen.
Oh?
I'd like to feel that whatever happens, she and Henry will always have a roof over their heads.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Mum.
Yes.
While the rest of my estate will go to the person who I believe will have most need and make the best use of it. Tom.
You're leaving everything else to Tom?
That's right.
Gosh! Thank you for being so honest, Mum.
Yes.
Has to be your decision, Peggy. I'm sure we all fully support it.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Well, now we've got that out of the way. Anyone for a fresh cup of tea? Or a fondant fancy?
All the arks?
Most of them. A few just swamped, Tom.
I guess so, after the rain.
There's a wind up there that'll cut you in two.
I'll come up to help change the straw then, Jazz.
You've got the time?
Oh, yeah. Morris doesn't need me till the bangers are ready for packing.
Might help. Sharing the misery, yeah?
And we can stop in Primrose Bank on the way.
What for?
To check the bottom corner.
Bring a canoe.
Still a lot of surface water then.
Has been for days.
I really need to sort out some proper drainage there.
The ditches are choked.
Not for much longer. Now we're not grazing it, I'm going to bring it back into rotation.
That should be enough, eh?
I want to get some beans in, and more peas and grain.
Aye. Feeling the squeeze on feed.
Well, makes sense to grow more of our own if we're expanding, which is going to make it a busy old year here.
No, too busy on Sunday, though, eh?
Why not?
Doogie and me are planning a sesh Saturday night.
There's a novelty.
Burns night supper at Linders, then out in the lash.
Can I let you know later in the week?
I know what that means.
Oh, Dad?
What is it?
Do you think it's worth renewing the mole drain in Primrose?
Not now, Tom. We've been let down on Swedes for the veg boxes. I need to find another supplier.
Okay, no worries.
There we are, Mum. The claim's gone in.
You haven't given half of what they asked for.
Well, they got the crime reference, descriptions.
No photos, no receipts.
We've done what we could.
And a lot of things were gifts. Like the greenstone earrings your father bought for me in New Zealand.
It's such a shame they went.
I've no idea what they cost.
That's hurt the most, hasn't it?
Yes. It's not the money.
No.
Do these people have any idea of the hurt they cause?
I don't suppose so, Mum.
Well, they can't have. They wouldn't do it if they knew.
At least you're much more secure now.
Did you see the back door?
Yes, yeah, that's a solid new lock.
It's so good of Kenton. David's been marvellous as well. Well, you all have.
What do you expect?
He checked all the windows and put stops on the ones in here so they won't open too far.
Oh, that's good.
It was very thoughtful of him. Especially when he and Ruth are up to their necks getting ready for lambing.
Yes.
He said they really miss having Pip round this year. She's always such a help.
I had a text from her at the weekend.
Did you?
Mm. She's still loving her placement, but she says it was bitterly cold on Sunday and...
What's that?
What?
That noise, what is it?
I'll put in fresh if you clear the old stuff.
Fair enough.
You were right about Primrose.
Told you it was wet.
Maybe I'll keep it in reserve this year. Use Big Lee's instead. It's about the same acreage.
Take a lot of beans to fill that.
Well, we're going to need them, Jazz. By the end of the year, you won't recognise this place.
Why, you're getting patio heaters in every field.
Not quite.
That's where I'd start.
There are going to be a lot more pigs everywhere. An awful lot more.
So, how much is it, Tom? Half a mil? A mil?
What?
Doesn't it take a mastermind? You've been hyper all morning.
No, I haven't.
Either you've OD'd on E-numbers or you've had some good news. What were your grander shuffling off?
Oh, right. Is that what you think?
It's obvious. Another 5 minutes and you'll be drawing up plans for a Tom Archer pyramid in here.
You couldn't be more wrong, Jazz.
No?
No. Not that it's any of your business, but nearly all Jack's money's going to his daughter.
All right.
We won't be seeing a penny.
So is the jelly babies making you bounce about?
Well, I'm not saying we didn't get some good news yesterday.
Oh, I knew it.
Nothing major. Yet.
So what is it?
Well, all I'll say is that my gran's given a clear signal she believes in everything I've set up here.
Oh, okay.
Embarrassingly clear, really. Quite a compliment from someone who understands the business world.
Just a compliment?
For the moment. But it means I can carry on growing the brand without worrying too much about pitfalls in the future.
All right.
Though I hope it could be a long time before I get any benefit from what she's promised.
Tony?
It's all right. I've got someone ringing back.
Sorry?
About the Swedes.
Oh.
I thought I'd cut some pak choi for organics in the meantime.
You've been keeping yourself to yourself all morning.
I'm busy, Pat.
You hardly said a word at breakfast.
Nothing to say.
It's very kind of your mother, but it does seem odd, doesn't it?
Odd?
Well, at first I was quite surprised, then embarrassed.
Oh, yes.
We felt very uncomfortable being singled out like that. But it is generous of her.
Yeah, I suppose it is.
It's good to know Helen and Henry will have a safe haven when they need it.
Yes.
And if Tom doesn't let it go to his head, I'm sure he'll put Peggy's money to good use.
I'm glad they're so pleased.
But you're not.
Of course I'm happy for them, Pat. But did she have to do it like this? In front of everyone. Jennifer's done well for herself. Lillian's done well for herself. But poor old Tony...
She talked about both of us.
She meant me, Pat. I'm the one who's let her down.
No.
So she simply acts as if I don't exist.
Oh, Tony. It didn't feel right to me either. It's the wrong time for such big decisions so soon after losing Jack. Let's go and talk to her.
No.
Before everything's set in stone... She should be fairer to Jennifer and Lillian as well.
No point. Mum knew exactly what she was doing.
Perhaps she didn't.
I promise you, Pat, it's a completely calculated decision. Oh, thinking back, she even tried to warn me what she had in mind.
Did she? How?
You ready to go in again?
There's still a few more leaves.
We came out for a minute, 10 minutes ago.
Well, it's not so bad with our coats on.
I don't want you getting a chill.
There's only the ones by the gate.
Come on, give me the brush. I'll get them.
No, I'll do it.
Will you stop being so independent, Mum? Come on, I came here to be useful.
All right, love. If I hadn't heard that carrier bag blowing about, I wouldn't have noticed what a mess it is out here.
It's not a mess.
It's difficult staying on top of things in winter.
There's something else about the festival, the litter.
You must be used to dealing with that.
Yeah, not from thousands of rock fans.
Are you going ahead with it?
We're still deciding. There's so much to think about.
I bet.
Access,
The effect on local traffic, noise pollution.
Of course.
And don't even get me started on the licensing process.
It'd bring a lot of new faces to Lower Loxley.
Yeah, well, that'd be one of the advantages. You know, Freddie says I can be the new Michael Eavis. He's the chap...
Yes, darling, I know who Michael Eavis is.
Sorry.
Though I don't think a beard would suit you.
Probably not.
Pop them in here.
And then we are going in.
It doesn't look too bad now, does it?
No.
I wondered whether that was one of his reasons.
Sorry?
The man who broke in. Or perhaps he walked past and thought the garden looked neglected.
No, it doesn't.
Well, the hedge is bare. Everything's died back.
It's the same everywhere.
Yes, I know.
Why not come back with me, Mum?
To Lower Loxley?
For a little break. To do you good, having other people around for a day or two.
That's very thoughtful, darling.
You know how much Freddie and Lily love having you there.
Thank you, Elizabeth. But there's no need. I shall be perfectly all right on my own.
No, wait a minute. I'm saying Underwoods, but it can't have been.
No?
I've a distinct memory of seeing it in a shop window, and Underwoods kept their toys upstairs in those days. There used to be a good toy shop in Friargate.
Does it really matter, Tony?
No, I suppose not. The point is, there it was, bang in the middle of the window when I walked past with Mum and Dad. A model of Jack Brabham's 2.5-litre Cooper. Beautiful car. I'd followed him becoming world champion on the radio, and here it was, in Borchester, the best toy I'd ever seen. Naturally, I asked if I could have it for Christmas.
What did they say?
Mum didn't take much notice, but Dad winked and said, "Wait and see," which was as good as a promise in my book. My friends at school were so jealous.
Your father was very good at promising things, wasn't he?
I was sure he meant it. And on Christmas morning, yeah, there was a parcel under the tree, exactly the right size. I raced over. I can still remember the sick feeling when I ripped off the paper. A chess set. I didn't want to play chess. I tore upstairs, burst into tears on my bed. I was nearly 10. I didn't want anyone to see me crying.
Didn't they wonder why you'd run out?
Mum came up to see what the fuss was. She was quite sharp when I told her. Said the car was obviously far too expensive. I should have known better than taking Dad seriously after a drink. Deep down, I knew she was right, but it didn't make it any better. I kept on crying. She sat next to me, put her arm round me, told me it mustn't spoil Christmas. When we finally went down, she told everyone I'd had a tummy upset to stop Jennifer and Lillian teasing me.
You've never told me this.
I've never told anyone. I was so embarrassed. Especially when I went back to school and had to admit I hadn't got it. And that wasn't the worst part.
No?
I felt I'd let Mum down by expecting more than she could give. I was so ashamed of that. So it stayed a secret between us. And I forgot all about it till she mentioned it yesterday, warning me not to get my hopes too high.
Are you sure that's what she was doing?
Oh, yes.
What a roundabout way to do it.
Not really, Pat. It makes perfect sense.
How?
It doesn't matter what we've achieved here or what we've fought through on the way. In Mum's eyes, I'm still a boy who needs looking after, like my father. I never became the man she wanted me to be.
That's ridiculous. You've done so much with your life. We must go and talk to her.
No, I'm not going to say anything about her will, Pat. It's too late. Nothing I do or say will ever change her mind about me now.
She isn't due to Farrow till we're back, but it's going to be close.
So keep an eye on her just in case,
Ah,
yeah?
Please, Ed. Last time she had more than she could look after.
Oh, okay.
If it happens again, we'll have to foster.
Never done that with piglets.
You only have to find a sow who's light to put them on.
Yeah, all right.
Any worries, let Jazzer take care of it.
Oh, he's agreed to help, has he?
He'll see to feed and bedding. And Mike will come in the days Jazzer can't.
Right.
So, between the three of you...
Oh, we'll manage, don't worry.
I really appreciate it. Oh, are you all right?
Yeah, my foot's a bit wet. So has Susan managed to get cover for the second week yet? Post office work?
Well, she's meant to be hearing back today.
Might be a problem, won't it?
Shouldn't be. But the longer we wait, the more chance of someone else snapping up the deal in St. Lucia.
2 weeks lying on a sandy beach, I wouldn't say no.
We would just be lounging around. You can go whale watching, and there's a trek into the rainforest.
You're only making it worse, Neil. I bet we get horrible weather while you're away.
If the offer hasn't gone yet.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Oh, hello, Linda.
Hiya.
Is it all right to leave Scruff here? I won't bring him with me into the field.
Oh, you're coming in? Oh, it's a quagmire.
No, it's all right. I've got my wellies on. And I've got some fascinating information for you, Neil.
You sure you don't mind, Helen? I'll only be 5 minutes, 10 at the most.
We'll still have time for lunch at the Bull, if we're quick.
Yeah, as soon as I find Marek, we'll head off.
Oh, is that still rumbling on?
Yeah, he almost thumped Ulrich yesterday.
This is because of...
Tina from Waterley Cross.
Oh, quite a woman, if they're both chasing her.
Must be. No, I've not had the pleasure of meeting her yet.
I hope you don't, Rob. Not if this is the effect she has on men.
Raff's not comfortable with personal problems, so I've been left to arbitrate.
Oh, well done. Barrow Farm's very own agony aunt.
Oh, good. She's back on her feet.
What was wrong with her?
Acidosis.
You could try letting her eat grass.
Ah, very funny. Still, looks as if the vitamin shot did the trick. I thought Marek could be down here.
Well, once you've ironed out his problems, perhaps you can talk to Mum and Dad.
Things still no better on that front.
No. Such an awkward atmosphere. If anything, it's been worse these last few days.
What a pity.
I mean, I can get used to them not being happy for us, I suppose.
Well, like we keep saying, in time.
But I don't think it's just me. It seems so tense about everything at the moment.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that can't be doing your dad much good.
Well, that's what bothers me. I hope the news from Gran would cheer him up, but...
It hasn't?
Not so far.
You thought they'd be thrilled.
I know.
Did he manage to get hold of Peggy last night?
Yes. Typical Gran.
How?
She was so matter-of-fact when I rang. Made out it was simply a question of common sense leaving me the lodge. Nothing special.
So kind of her.
Yeah. I still want to thank her in person.
Can I be cheeky?
Hmm?
When you see her, can I come too?
Oh. Yes, if you want to.
Yeah, I do. Now we're going public. I want to get to know all your family properly.
What a nice idea. Of course you can.
What kind of thing?
Oh, they're looking for all sorts, especially informal photos. Can I help?
No, it's all right, Linda. I'm only chiseling the art round, getting the front edge of the mud.
Oh, do be quiet, Scruff. They say they have most of the official films and photos of the war already.
That's it.
Now they're hoping to turn out fresh material to create a digital archive. 8 million lives online.
Ooh, that's going some.
And not just photos. They want letters from the trenches, postcards, anything that gives a glimpse into real lives of the time.
Ah, well, there's a few people in Ambridge who'll be interested in that.
Oh, I do hope so. Jennifer's putting an appeal on our website and Robert's making up posters for the hall and the shop.
Then what? You send it off to the War Museum?
Well, we contact them first to describe what we found and see if they're interested. Scruff, stop it!
Well, I expect something will crop up. There's plenty went to fight from Borsetshire in World War I.
Oh, yes, and I'm sure there'll be stories to tell from back home as well.
Something set him off.
Don't be silly, Scruff. It's only a crow. He can be very temperamental around corvids.
It seems a pity sending the interesting stuff to London.
Or we'll be able to see it online.
Yeah, but it'd be nice to have something local as well.
Well, actually, Neil, that's what Jennifer suggested. There's no reason why we can't create our own archive on the Ambridge website.
Yeah, that'd be good.
We agreed we'd be happy to take it on between us. Oh, if I'd thought of it yesterday, we could have discussed it at the parish council.
Well, we weren't exactly short of things to talk about.
I remembered afterwards when you mentioned the stained glass window.
Oh, wasn't that a nice surprise?
Oh, yes. Typical Jack Woolley.
I know Alan's pleased. A bequest like that will pay for some top quality work.
It'll be nice to see some contemporary glass in St. Stephen's.
Choosing the right subject matter is going to take some thinking about, mind.
Oh, yes. Jack seemed keen for the new window to be a true reflection of Ambridge's wartime efforts.
I knew it.
What's that?
Yeah, I could feel the damp seeping in when I was talking to Neil.
Oh, is the sole coming off again?
No, it's the heel this time.
We'll have to see if your dad can do anything.
I'd do a better job myself, Em. That's what I got the gaffer tape out for.
Ed?
What?
Muck on the table and muck on the floor.
I'm in a hurry.
Who's going to clear it up?
I will, when I've got the tape
don't
on.
Don't bother. You never do it properly.
My socks are soaked through and all.
Put on another pair.
I haven't got time.
Oh, I suppose you want me to go and fetch him.
No.
Why not? I've had to do everything else today. Clear up after you at breakfast.
I was running late.
Take George to the bus. Drop his bag off at Will's. After hunting all over for Holly's bowl.
We should never have done that.
What?
I know what we said, Em, but it's not right. It just isn't.
Oh, Ed.
Moving Holly to Greenwood Cottage is like telling George that I can't be trusted.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Don't think like that.
That's why Will's so keen on it.
I know. We talked it through, sweetheart. We've agreed.
Yeah, we shouldn't have.
George is getting so upset.
Still doesn't make it right, though, does it? Giving in.
Well, this is the best way to make him understand. Actually, letting him see it won't work.
Might make things worse.
No, it won't. When he comes home tomorrow, that's when it's going to sink in.
Well, you reckon?
Yeah. Once George realises what it's going to be like, Holly staying at Will's, it'll stop all this nonsense. He'll soon want her back here.
Going from bad to worse, isn't it?
Oh, so sorry, Helen.
It's not your fault.
Oh, first Marek, now this.
These things happen.
Another 30 seconds and we'd have been out of the office. Had to take the call.
It's all right. I understand.
I'm afraid it rules out any chance of a pub lunch.
Yeah, I gathered that. So something's wrong with one of the slurry tanks?
Yeah, there's a glitch with the sand separator.
Oh, dear.
So I'll have to hang on for the engineer. Let you go on your own, if you like.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Sorry.
Didn't you say there's a plan B?
Not much of one. Coffee and a sandwich here.
Okay.
Probably cheese, depending on what the guys have left in the kitchen.
Coffee and a sandwich it is.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Although, I imagined celebrating Gran's bequest a little more stylishly.
I promise I'll make it up to you this evening.
It doesn't matter.
No, it's worth celebrating. She's being so generous.
I can't believe it. I mean, the lodge.
Yeah. I'm really delighted for you and Henry.
It is nice to feel that, well, whatever happens, I'll always have that to fall back on.
Yeah, must be.
It's so thoughtful of her.
Although, well...
What?
I'd like to think you and Henry'd still be living with me long after you inherit the lodge.
That's what I want too.
Is it?
Oh, yes.
So really, it's Henry who'll get most benefit from Peggy's bequest.
Why? I'm not planning on dying young.
No, but by the time you inherit it...
Not for years, I hope.
No, but by then, perhaps the best use will be renting it out for income.
I could do, I suppose. I'm not really thinking that far ahead.
And saving the money to pay for Henry's university fees.
Oh.
No, it's obvious already he's a very bright little boy.
When he wants to be.
And we both want him to make the most of his ability.
Oh, Rob.
So perhaps inheriting the lodge is more about his future than yours or mine.
How sweet of you to think like that.
Is it all right?
Yeah, it's not too bad. The real test will be back out in the mud.
We'll have to get you a new pair.
No, no, these will last a while longer.
You've got to have proper work boots in this weather.
I don't want to fork out if we don't have to.
Why not? At least we've got some spare cash for once.
No, we mustn't use up your mum and dad's money like that.
It's better than having cold, wet feet.
No, I'd rather spend it on the kids.
We always do.
I don't know, maybe if we did something nice with George, eh? Or I bought him something special.
Ed, he will come round, I promise, but you can't force it.
No.
Oh, your hat's even worse than your boots.
Well, it does the job.
No, it's falling to pieces.
He's been going on about some monkey thing, hasn't he?
What?
Sliding on zip wires through the treetops.
Oh, yeah, a few of the boys in this class have done
that. Maybe that's where I can take him.
Oh, all systems go.
What's that?
I've just had a call from your mum.
Oh, she's heard then?
Yep, cover for both weeks.
Oh, excellent.
As long as the offer in St. Lucia's still going.
Dad, you're getting mud everywhere.
I'm only getting the laptop from the living room.
Boots off first.
Emma!
I mean it. You're not going through in those.
Oh.
I've just swept half a field up. You're not bringing the rest in.
You won't win.
All right. Your mother is so excited.
Can't you book it on your phone anyway?
No, it's too fiddly. I don't want to make any mistakes.
No, no, you got to get this right.
Yeah. Happy now, Emma?
Yeah, that's better.
Well, keep your fingers crossed for us.
Yeah, good luck.
Thanks.
How excited are they? Lucky things.
I've got to do something. I could see it in Will's face on Sunday.
Ed, it don't help going over and over.
It was so obvious. He only wants Holly with them because he wants George to feel more at home there than here. It's not right.
No, it's not.
Yeah, well, it might be what Will wants. But I promise you, there's no way I'm just going to stand back and let it happen.
Come on, George. We haven't got long before we go for the bus. Oh, well, you haven't brought that out, have you?
It's nice.
Yeah, it's lovely, but it's not a toy. Let's give it here, eh?
All right, Dad.
Yeah, we'll put it out of the way for the moment. We don't want you dropping it. Mrs. Woolley won't be very pleased if we damage it, will she?
No.
Yeah, it's so well made. That is exactly how cock pheasants look when they roost. Yeah, if it wasn't silver, I'd think it was real. Someone might shoot it. Yeah, but it don't fool Mitch, does it? Right, see the net?
Yes.
That's how my old boss trained him to jump. Years ago. Watch. Get over. Good boy. Let's get him going back. Get over. Sit. Yeah, one day we'll teach Ollie a few tricks as well, eh?
Yes, please.
She isn't going to be a working dog, but it'll be fun for her.
George, you're going to be late.
We've still got a few minutes, Nick.
Oh, I haven't checked his school bag yet. Would you go and bring it down, please? All right. And mind where you step in the kitchen. Yeah, there's a little problem in there I'd like you to sort out, Will.
Well, that's it. What do you think, Puss?
Still absolutely hideous.
Yeah, well, we can't change that, short of painting over.
How could such a lovely man have such awful taste?
Jack, I don't look too bad in the alcove.
Well, you're not serious, Matt.
Well, I'm not saying I suddenly like weepy gypsy girls, but it is the best place for it.
Oh, I don't know.
We've got to show willing. Your mum gave it to you with the best of intentions.
I appreciate the thought, but oh.
It's got to go somewhere.
A little while, I suppose.
Only till the next time Peggy comes round. And we don't want it in the house.
Oh, no.
Which leaves the office.
You know, it's uncanny. The way a sense of self-pity seems to sort of follow you round the room.
Well, you don't have to look at it.
Anthea will, when she comes in, and be right in her eye line.
So?
So, she may not like it.
Why does that matter?
Because when Anthea doesn't like something, she generally lets you know at some length.
Puscat, she's an employee. With something like this, her opinion don't count.
There. Wasn't much of a mess.
Well, put the cloth in the bag with the newspaper, then you can throw the whole lot away.
It's only a little bit of muck.
I know what it is, and I don't want it on my kitchen floor, thank you very much.
All right, then.
Will, do we really have to have Holly here?
Well, we'll soon get her house trained.
But we're full enough as it is.
But once we've established a routine...
You, me, this little one, Jake.
Well, the last thing we need is an incontinent puppy. It's so unhygienic.
Just give her a chance, Nick.
Oh, it's hard enough getting them ready for school as it is.
George!
Oh, he was telling me what Grandad was up to last night.
You're going to be late.
Yeah, he's started going through his old shoeboxes. All the family records.
Oh, really?
Yeah, looking out anything from the First World War.
George, you're going to miss the bus!
It's all right. You see to her, love. George, mate, we're running late. Jake and Mira are waiting.
It's all right.
George!
Sweetheart.
Oh, is that what you've been up to?
I'm saying goodbye.
But he still hasn't got his bag.
I don't know where it is.
Look, we'll go and find it together. Put Holly down.
Come on.
Oh, come on, you'll see her again soon.
No, I won't. Not for ages.
Know what? I think we finally cracked it.
Mm-hmm. It's taken long enough. We've been at it, on and off, all day.
Yeah, should have thought of here in the first place.
Well, we've tried practically everywhere else.
You were happy with it, Puss?
Yeah, I think so.
Thank heavens.
Good thing about the hall, we can't be accused of hiding it away.
And yet, tucked under the stairwell...
You can hardly see it.
Exactly.
Mind you, we wouldn't have had all this fiddling about if you'd stuck to your guns earlier.
Some paths are not to follow, some ground not to be contested.
Pardon?
Sun Tzu, The Art of War, it's good advice.
You couldn't get the painting down fast enough.
I thought the oils were going to melt.
Shouldn't even have to say anything.
I've never seen anyone stare that hard.
Anthea does fierce ever so well. Can't blame you for caving in.
Hey, I did not cave in, Lillian.
Ooh, looked like it to me.
I simply responded to a heartfelt plea from a valued member of the team and acted accordingly.
Oh, are you expecting anyone?
No. Oh, unless it's Annabelle.
Hello, Pat.
Hi. Is this a bad time to drop by?
No, not at all, no.
I wanted to catch up about Sunday.
Oh, well, come in.
You're sure?
Yes.
Thanks.
Get out of the awful cold.
It is turning sharp. Oh, afternoon, Matt.
Hiya.
Yeah, I thought you were Annabelle.
Oh, well, sorry to disappoint.
Oh, no, not at all. She's not definitely coming round anyway.
Look, let me take your coat.
Thanks.
Only if a friend of hers is interested in Waterley Cross.
Yeah.
But the paper mill?
Yeah, we're getting serious interest in the apartments with moorings.
Do you want me to take my shoes off?
No, don't be silly.
Look, come on through, Pat. The living room's nice and toasty.
I'm colder than I thought, actually. Oh!
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, I don't think she'll be staying up there much longer.
Hello, Emma?
What do you think you're playing at, Will?
Hey?
I've got George in floods of tears here.
Why?
He won't stop, and it's all your fault.
But how do you make that out?
Miss Parkin says he's been distraught at school all day, breaking his heart over Holly.
Oh.
As soon as I got him home, he ran upstairs and started trying to pack a bag to come to you.
What? Tonight?
Yeah, he says you promised him he could.
No.
Well, that's what he says. You're going to train Holly to do tricks or something?
No, we're not.
He's not lying, Will. I know when he's lying.
I didn't mean tonight.
That's what he thinks.
Well, I was just showing him how we train Mitch and...
He's crying his eyes out. Says Holly will be missing him.
All I meant was we can train her together when she's older.
He thinks it's tonight.
Of course it isn't. He knew he was going back to you.
He's been awful ever since I stopped him packing. And he set Kira off now.
He must have got muddled up.
I've never seen him this bad. Miss Parkin says he's been fidgeting all day, couldn't keep his mind on his work. He won't touch his tea. Says Holly will think he's forgotten her.
Do you want to put him on?
He won't get off the bed, Will. I don't know what to do.
Maybe I didn't make it clear enough.
You can't have. All he keeps saying, he wants to see Holly. He wants to see Holly.
Look, how about...
What?
If he does come to see her.
Well, that'll only make him worse. Leaving her again later.
Well, he can stay over if he wants.
But you said you're not expecting him.
It's no big deal.
You sure?
Yeah. Jake and Mia will be pleased.
I don't know.
Look, I'll make it absolutely clear. It's a one-off.
Yeah?
Well, I'll sit him down. Talk it all through.
He's got to understand what's happening.
Well, I'll tell him. He has to get used to not seeing Holly most days. But she's still going to be all right, even when he's not around.
That's what he needs to get into his head.
Well, I'll spill it out to him.
And it's not putting you and Nick out?
No. We'll manage.
Still needs to brew for a minute or two.
Thanks, Matt.
That should be enough milk.
You're not joining us?
No. Archer money's none of my business. I'll look over the inventory for Realside.
Oh, yes, please.
He could have stayed if he liked.
Matt prefers clear demarcation lines.
I only wanted your reaction to what Peggy said. There wasn't much chance to chat after tea.
No, we were all too stunned, weren't we?
Absolutely.
I don't know what I expected, but it wasn't quite that.
You were as surprised as we were?
Completely. It's a real shock when Mum broke the news.
Oh, yes.
Although I suppose we should have seen it coming.
Do you think so?
Well, Hazel always was Jack's blind spot, wasn't she?
Oh.
She could get him to do whatever she wanted, whenever she wanted.
Yes.
It's almost inevitable she'd get her greedy paws on most of his money. And to be fair, she was part of his family long before we were.
I wasn't thinking so much about Hazel.
I suppose if it made Jack happy, Mum wasn't going to put up a fight. So, there it is. You ready for your tea?
Oh, please.
You know, Matt thinks it's too weak if you can't stand a spoon up in it.
What did you make of your Mum's plans for her own money?
The second bombshell.
Wasn't it?
I'll leave you to put the milk in.
Oh, thanks.
Look, if I say something, Pat, it's not to go beyond these four walls.
It won't.
The truth is, I was slightly disappointed.
Oh? And does Jennifer feel the same way?
I can only speak for myself.
Of course.
But it's one thing Mum saying I'm comfortably off, and it's true that Ralph left me well set up. Oh, the spoon's there.
Oh, thanks.
But Amside isn't the cash cow she seems to think it is.
Why don't we go to her then, all of us, and ask her to completely reconsider?
Reconsider?
Yes. To restructure the way she's leaving her legacy. Tony won't say anything, but if you, me and Jennifer go...
Oh, no, darling.
Why not? If we tell her how we feel...
I don't think so.
It'd be fairer for her as well. This is far too soon after losing Jack to be making these kind of decisions.
Mum knows exactly what she's doing.
I'm not so sure. She might be glad of the chance to backtrack and do things differently.
It's very, very sweet of you, Pat, but no.
Oh.
I don't know about Jenny, but I'm over the surprise now. And I don't begrudge you and Tony your slice of luck one little bit.
Yes. Not really luck.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying the pair of you haven't earned it. In your own way.
Right.
As Mum said, you've had plenty of ups and downs to contend with at Bridge Farm.
Every farm does.
But at least, now you know, whatever scrapes you get into in the future, Tom, Helen and Henry are going to be all right. That must be a great weight off your minds.
I see.
So it was very thoughtful of you to make the offer. But you and Tony should just enjoy your good fortune. As far as I'm concerned, it's Mum's decision. And it's not our place to complain.
You're rather ingenious, really, Lindy.
So the bed's in now?
We had to improvise the fittings. But it's securely attached. And very comfortable.
Oh, and you'd come up with a solution, Robert.
And plenty of storage space underneath. Eddie rescued some drawers from a skip.
I hope Darren appreciates what you're doing for him.
He fixed the struts and brackets himself.
Oh, that's something.
Oh, sorry, Mrs. Coote.
Well, he should take good care of the truck after all the trouble you and Eddie have been to.
I think he will.
Let's hope so.
He's a very good worker when his head's clear.
Is it worth a quick stop here?
Yeah. Let's see what's about.
They cut more of the reeds at the end.
Patrick had some volunteers out at the weekend.
Coot, moorhen, mallard.
Male gadwall.
Where?
Work left from the cut reeds.
Oh, yes. There'll be a female somewhere.
Anything spectacular about?
Not really, Jim.
Hello, Jim.
Afternoon, Linda.
Only the usual suspects.
Well, it's a good excuse for a walk anyway.
Oh, Jim, you'll be glad to hear we've had our first success.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
With the Lives of World War One project.
Oh, what have you found?
Well, Jill was looking through an old trunk of Phil's yesterday.
Double-checking nothing else had gone in the robbery.
Oh.
And discovered a lapel badge, a sheaf of wheat, with BAWA underneath.
Borsetshire Agricultural
Workers' Alliance.
There's a note with it says the badges became very popular once the White Feather campaign started. To show you weren't shirking.
Jill thinks it belonged to one of Phil's uncles, John Benjamin.
What a fascinating thing to turn up.
I know. I'm going to put a photo on the website, then see if the Imperial War Museum's interested.
Oh, yeah. More quietness in your quiet year.
Oh, all right, Robert.
How about going on to the hide, Lindy? I'm getting chilly.
Mind if I join you?
No, not at all.
I'm keeping a record of everything I see this year.
Oh, we do that as well.
That robbery was a dreadful business. Must have shaken her up awfully.
I know. Wasn't it terrible?
Good job, Jill's such a tough character.
Dad?
Yes?
I was talking to Mum just now, and something came up.
Will it keep, Tom?
I
was meant to be at Overton 10 minutes ago.
Okay.
Valerie and Steve can let us have more sweets, but only if we pick them up ourselves.
Well, do you want me to go later?
No. I said I'd be there for 15 past, and I would have been if there'd been any air left in the front tyres.
Oh, sorry, I was getting round to that.
They're only letting us have them as a favour. Well, they've got plenty of other buyers.
I hadn't realised.
Later, Tom. I need to get off.
Right. See ya.
Got the heron?
Mm-hmm, yes.
I think it was in the Echo, in their special supplement.
That's right, it was.
What's this?
An article from a woman in Penny Hathaway.
Oh, you were saying?
Dan Chambers.
I wonder if Christine's kept it.
I'm not sure if it was a grandmother or great-grandmother. She worked in the Felbersham Munitions Factory.
And played for their ladies' football team.
Caused quite a stir.
It must have done.
Thousands watched them regularly at United's ground.
Women playing football, whatever next?
4, 5, 6 snipe.
They reprinted a letter from the time, accusing the team of gross immodesty.
No wonder, showing their knees in public.
Very racy.
Such a different age.
Now. Yes.
What have you got?
At the back of the snipe, skulking at the edge of the reeds on its own, a jack snipe.
Oh.
That's another tick on the list.
Are you sure, Jim?
I've never seen a jack snipe here.
Then it's not just a tick for me. It's a first for the reserve. Excellent. We'll have to put it on the whiteboard.
Hadn't we better wait till we're sure?
Ed.
Are you right? Hello, Kira.
We've got something for you.
Yeah?
Yeah. Go on, give him the bag, darling.
Well, wait a sec. Let me get the cluster on.
We bought it at the market, didn't we?
Yeah.
What is it?
You'll see.
All right, go on then. Oh, is this for me? Oh, very nice.
I went sure green or black.
Oh, no, black's fine.
Hey, you can get rid of that horrible old one now.
Yeah.
Hey, see if it fits.
Well, it should do. It's stretchy. I did say we don't want to go wasting money.
How much do you think it cost?
I know that adds in much at the market.
A couple of quid, that's all. And I was so ashamed of you going round like a tramp.
Nice. It's lovely. Thank you, Anna.
That's all right.
So, what do you think? Do you like it, Kira?
I met Tracy there, stocking up on those awful tea bags that looked like they've already been used.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She's still no idea Mum won anything. None of them have.
Well, that's what your parents want.
Yeah. She just stood gabbing forever. I told her we had to get off. I wanted to give you this before we go and pick up George.
What, was he not at home yet?
No. Nick was in Darrington this afternoon, so she collected him from school on the way back.
Oh.
I'm fetching him from Greenwoods.
What, now?
Yeah.
Can you hang on a few minutes?
Why?
Well, so I can finish milking and come with you.
What for, Ed?
Caroline did her best to be diplomatic while Peggy was there, but I could see at once she loathes it.
Can't she give it away?
Oh, not really. Not when it's been given as a memory of Jack.
Ah, that wouldn't be very tactful.
No.
How big is it?
Oh, it's not the size, Jim, but the appearance. I mean, it's a great lump of 1970s salt-glazed leonine ghastliness.
Yeah, got it clearly again, and I'm fairly sure it's just another snipe. It can't be. On the right of the group now.
Oh, yes.
Too small, Robert. Definitely a jacksnipe.
Oh. Whatever it is, it's sneaking back into the reeds.
We could do with something sending it up. You'd soon see from the flight.
That's one way of telling them apart.
Ideal for people who haven't had much experience of distinguishing them.
Hmm.
Completely gone again.
Well, why did Peggy think she'd like the lion?
Well, Caroline says she may have made a faintly complimentary remark about it once, simply to be polite.
Fatal. It always is.
I left her trying to find some discreet little nook to hide it in at Grey Gables.
There it goes.
Oh, yes.
Nice and high.
Quite a zigzag to the flight.
Yeah, definitely a snipe. Not a jacksnipe.
Oh, yes. Yes. Good job we didn't put it on the whiteboard.
Yeah, it is.
No, we were right to be cautious.
Sorry.
Well, with that mystery solved, I'm off. I'll have to ask Christine if she's kept the echo supplement. Bye now. Thanks for the company.
See you, Jim.
We were right to be cautious. We were right.
Ready for some hot chocolate, Lindy?
Ah, you got them then?
Yeah, enough to last organics for a few days. And the next set of veg boxes.
Well done.
They're always very helpful at Overton.
Ooh, we could do with a better heater in here.
Ah, it's not too bad.
And, I owe you an apology, don't I?
Do you?
I realised earlier, when I was telling Mum about my ideas for Big Lees and Far Pasture.
Ah, you cornered her about that as well.
Yeah. I don't always pick things up quickly, do I?
In what way?
I've been so excited about Gran's news. Selfish, if you like. I didn't see it from your point of view.
Oh, it's all right, Tom. I've been a bit blinkered myself.
I simply took it that you and Mum were happy to see the money coming to the farm.
We are. And we're delighted for you and Helen.
Mum hinted it's a little more complicated than that.
Well, yes, in a way.
I get that now.
Oh, right.
The good thing is, it ties up with what I'm saying about expanding the business.
How?
Well, the penny dropped after I spoke to Mum. If Gran's not leaving you anything, you're bound to worry about the future.
Oh,
buying the farm was a brilliant thing to do, but it's left you short for retirement.
Your mother said that?
No, I worked it out for myself.
Oh.
And I want to make it completely clear, Dad, it's not going to be a problem.
Right. Thanks, Tom.
I admit, I've made mistakes in the past, but especially with Gran behind me, I'm going to make sure the farm gives you and Mum all the security you need. I promise.
That's very good of you.
And I know I have to back it up. That's why I wanted to talk about bringing Big Lees into rotation and looking at the drainage in Primrose Bank.
Do you mind if we don't discuss it now?
Oh, okay.
You're right to be looking ahead, but I'm too cold to think about drainage at the moment. But thanks for looking in.
Ed, you're not going up to talk to him.
Yes.
Don't. Not now.
Why not?
Let him simmer down first.
No.
He'll be all right in
a
little while.
I'm not leaving it like that.
You'll only make it worse.
I've got to say something.
You've said too much already. Been better if you hadn't come with us.
Oh, thanks, Em.
It's only left both of you in a foul mood.
I've got a perfect right to pick him up.
You shouldn't have made such a fuss about wanting to see Holly while we were there.
That's why I went over. George has got to realise I'm not a monster.
He knows that.
Does he?
Yes.
Then why didn't he want to bring Holly through?
It's difficult for him.
All he had to do was bring her in from the living room.
You embarrassed him.
I only wanted to say hello.
It's awkward, you telling him what to do in Will's house.
Yeah, well, I want to put a stop to that as well. You letting him think that he can go over there whenever he likes.
I don't.
Should never have given in yesterday.
You didn't see how upset he was.
You're only playing into Will's hands.
He was very good about it.
Only because that's exactly what he wants. George living over there with him all the time.
Perhaps if you didn't snap at him so much, he wouldn't want to go.
I didn't mean to snap.
Well, you did. He shrunk right into himself the whole way back, and that's why he's hiding in his room now.
I don't want to be like this. I really don't.
I know it's hard for you.
I mean, when I said, let's see Holly, and he flinched like that, I can't bear it. I want him to trust me again.
Just leave him alone a little longer, eh? And come back in the kitchen.
Yeah, okay.
Make us a cup of tea, yeah?
Yeah, all right. I just want my boy back, Em.
You get back in, you good little... Oh, go on.
You're not to tell me off, Neil.
What?
Now, I said I was only buying a dress, but I couldn't resist.
Oh.
Come and have a look.
I'm not taking my hand out till the float's back in place.
No, I want to know what you think.
This water's too cold to mess about with, Susan.
Oh, I'll come to you then.
They nearly had the whole trough over.
Oh, so muddy in here.
Ed spotted it earlier and I thought he might have lent a hand.
When I saw it in my size, I had to buy it.
Oh, God.
It's normally the first to sell out.
Oh, Chris, freezing.
Oh, careful.
Oh, I'm sorry. My arm's gone numb.
This is the dress.
He seemed very flat this morning. Any idea why?
Ed, no. What do you think?
Huh? Oh, it's... Well, it's very floral.
Floral? Will it do for the sunset cruise?
Oh, yeah. They're very nice.
Hold the bag, then.
Oh, well, if there's any grip left in my fingers.
I hadn't planned buying anything for the beach.
Hmm?
But then I thought, well, I've had my old swimsuit for years, haven't I?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'd be surprised if that still fits.
Neil!
Well, that sort of material, it shrinks. It's the same with my trunks.
Anyway, I had a quick look round, and then I saw this.
Hmm? Oh...
If you want to swim, you take off the sarong. Otherwise, it's perfect for sitting on the sand or in the beach bars.
That is nice.
I thought you might like it.
Very chic.
Well, we don't want to look out of place in St Lucia, do we?
You certainly won't.
Oh, and I got you something somewhere. Oh. You said you needed a sun hat.
Oh.
What's wrong?
Oh, nothing.
Neil?
Well, it's quite, floppy, isn't it?
I had ever such a job finding it.
Well, I'm not saying that I don't like it.
I was lucky to find anything at all this time of year.
It'd probably grow on me.
Oh, I had to rush round town. Doing the dairy just after one and I haven't had a bite to eat yet.
Well, me neither.
Pat and Clary all want to know what I've bought. They both said they're really jealous.
Oh, can't blame them.
Not like Jennifer.
Oh?
Oh, she was in Underwoods. Couldn't resist telling me what sun cream to pack, the best tablets for travel sickness, as though we'd never been on holiday before. No, she was very nice about me beachwear.
Oh. Hey, you going to try it on before you go to work?
Huh? How can I? I've got lunch to get ready.
Well, suppose I do that.
It's only in here by default, Rob.
Uh-huh.
Jenny says it's bad enough having a concrete dog in the garden. She won't stand for this in the house.
It's such an unusual expression for a terrier.
Yes. Like he's just worked out why they're really taking him to the vet.
Still, if you can put up with him, Brian.
It was a very kind thought of Peggy's. So, where are we with the lovesick poles?
Oh, not a problem anymore.
Good.
Raff and I have rejigged their shifts so they don't overlap.
Well, I hope you've made it clear.
Oh, absolutely. Marek and Ulrich need to behave much more professionally in future.
If they want to keep their jobs, they do.
No, they've got the message.
And where are we with the slurry tank?
We've resolved that as well. The separator's running normally again.
No sand leak through?
To the AD unit. No, we got to it in time.
Oh, just as well. The digester's providing a very handy income stream.
Yeah, that's why I called the engineer in straight away.
You've done well, Rob.
Thanks.
Nice to see Helen dating someone with a touch of common sense at last.
You're busy. I'm busy, but I snatched 5 minutes to come round.
I don't mean to be rude, Jazzer.
You asked me to pick up the keys to your feet, yes?
Yes, I know. I only meant I can't offer you a cup of tea.
You'd think it was you doing me the favour.
I don't want lunch to burn, that's all.
Toasted cheese?
Yeah.
Smells bra.
Here you are, the lock's stiff, but it does work.
I'm going to hand them what you make the day as I'm not coming in.
No, I'm leaving him another key.
Okay.
So, if that's all...
Anything else to look out for?
No.
Nothing at all?
Oh, I can't think of anything.
Only last time you said one of the troughs was playing up.
Oh, well, that's all right now, so I think that's everything, Jazza.
Ta-da! Oh!
Pull the sarong round you! Oh.
Afternoon, Susan!
Jazza McCreary! If you ever say anything to anyone about this, ever, you'll wish you've never been born.
Is that right? Well, a wee slice of toasted cheese would be just the thing to wipe my memory.
Will you look over the yield figures when you get back to Barrow and confirm if I'm right?
Oh, I'll do it as soon as I get there.
Well, any time this afternoon, Rob. I'm not in the office again for a couple of hours.
I might as well do it while I remember.
Thanks.
Oh, afternoon, Pat.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. Hello, Brian.
Afternoon.
Is Jennifer in?
No.
Oh.
I'll get off to Barrow then.
Yes, thanks for calling in, Rob.
No, it's been useful. And I'll get on to the yield figures. Bye, Pat.
Bye.
Is she expecting you?
We hadn't fixed a particular time. I just said I might call by.
Well, I'm afraid she's not back from Borchester yet.
Oh, never mind.
She texted to say she's been held up at the dentist.
It doesn't matter.
Anything I can help with?
Not sure.
Well, if you don't mind walking up while I check on some of the lambs, you can try me.
No, the right season.
For whale watching, no. I checked online last night.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it is. Although, they say there's always dolphins about.
It's not the same.
Well, you never know. We have to take a boat to some of the beaches. We might see something.
I'd never go at the diving.
Oh, no.
Not your sort of thing?
No, I've had enough splashing about in water for one day.
Aye.
No, I'm more interested in a look at the rainforest, if I can persuade Susan to come along.
That was top notch.
Yeah, even I can't go wrong with Welsh rabbit.
There's no another piece left.
Not likely. You've wolfed most of it already.
You work up an appetite in this cold.
Yeah, bitter, isn't it?
I was slipping away other place doing deliveries this morning.
Yeah, I'll be glad to get away from it for a couple of weeks.
Stop rubbing it in.
Peggy reminded me yesterday she went to St. Lucia on her honeymoon with Jack.
I've heartily thanked for some extra cash this week.
Oh, how come?
She gave Tony a 40 of some fancy old racing car, only he wasn't too keen, so he passed it on to me.
Oh, well, that's nice of him.
Only, I'm not to say anything in case it gets back to her and she takes a huff.
Oh, well, I won't tell anyone.
Not got much use for it myself, but it should fetch a few bob online.
It's surprising what sells, isn't it?
I don't know how busy we'll be, so I can't say what time I'll be back, Neil.
You're off now?
Yes.
You haven't had any lunch.
Oh, I'm not hungry. And you're to remember what I said, Jazza.
Huh?
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, sorry, Susan. For a second there, I didn't know you with your clothes on.
You got hold of her leg, Pat?
Yeah.
Well, look, if I pull her back, do you think you can...
Go on, then.
Right.
That's it. She's free.
Any damage?
Can't see any.
Always looking for new ways to hurt themselves. Off you go. Oh, thanks for that.
Good job we came up here.
She must have thought her lamb had got through the fence and tried to follow.
Possibly.
Stupid animal.
So you do have reservations?
Oh, yes, yes. I mean, to be honest, I wouldn't have done any of it the way Peggy did.
Wasn't it embarrassing?
Well, I'm sure that was never her intention. Well,
probably not.
I'm afraid I'm inclined to agree.
I couldn't help squirming a little while she went through the family.
Mm.
It was like listening to an end-of-term report.
Yes, not very tactful. My heart sank when she told us about Hazel.
I think everyone's did.
I had hoped Jack would put a more sensible arrangement in place before he started to decline.
What do you make of Peggy's plans for her own money? Do they seem sensible to you?
That was unexpected.
You'd no idea at all?
Well, beforehand, no, none.
She's always turned to you about money.
Well, she hadn't told me anything about this. But, I mean, I can see the logic in what she's doing.
Logic?
She clearly thought it through.
Brian, this isn't about logic.
You have to be hard-headed with a legacy.
You have to be careful.
That's what I'm saying.
Because a will's the last statement you ever make to your loved ones. It can define your whole relationship towards them.
In some ways, perhaps.
Between a mother and son? Oh, yes, I think so.
Well,
what kind of message do you think Peggy gave on Sunday, leapfrogging Tony to Tom and Helen?
Well, hold on, Pat, hold on. Tony's not the only one who can take offence if he wants to.
You're not happy either?
Well, not talking about me. I don't want anything.
Then?
Well, Adam, Debbie, Kate, Alice.
So you do feel Peggy's got it wrong?
No, no, I'm just saying they'd be entitled to feel snubbed, seeing their cousins get everything.
And do they?
Well, I can't pretend Kate danced with delight when we rang, but basically, no, they're fine with it.
Oh.
They feel the same way as I do. And Jenny, for that matter. It's Peggy's money, no one else's.
Well, I do understand that.
So she's entitled to leave it wherever she wants. And if Bridge Farm's her greatest concern...
If she's so worried about the farm, then why not leave the money directly to Tony?
Well, yes, yes, I can appreciate why you say that.
She's caused a lot of pain.
I realise it might be difficult for Tony.
She's implying she doesn't trust him.
Is that what he thinks?
He's incredibly hurt, Brian. She must have known he would be.
Yeah, if her primary concern is to provide security for Tom and Helen, which I'm sure you want as much as she does...
Of course we do.
Well, perhaps she feels the best way is to pass the estate directly onto them, rather than by filtering it down through the generations.
Filtering it down?
Well, you know what I mean.
Because Tony and I can't be relied on.
No.
You're as good as saying that.
I'm not.
Are we really so incompetent we can't be trusted to take care of our children's future?
You're reading far too much into this.
I don't think so. Thank you for listening, but I've heard quite enough.
Pat, be reasonable.
All the logic in the world won't make this right, Brian. Peggy's doing real harm here.
I'm sure when you reflect on it...
I came over hoping to find a little support to stop her. But since no one else seems to see how unjust she's being to Tony, I'll simply have to go and tell her myself.
Keep up to date with the Ambridge ups and downs. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at bbc.co.uk/archers.